obliged, Constable. And I guess I can find the old roper. Hey, Ab, is here yourself?
Mind while I'm staying here, anyway.
Well, Consignment, open the door and let me in. I got to talk to you.
My incarnation didn't come here sometime when I was
standing up. No, there ain't no such time. Put that dirty magazine down and let me in.
Guess there ain't no chance of me finishing this here story as long as you're here.
Mm-hmm.
The hero is still dangling over the side of the cabin, just held up by one gal.
Yes, well, I ain't got no time for that kind of girl foolishness.
Don't know whether he's still be there when I get back to the story or not.
Oh, of course he will. Come on, open this door.
Open it yourself. Ain't long.
Mm-hmm. Young fella, you get out of that. There, now wait a second. Just put that magazine down. You ain't going to look at it till I'm through with you.
I'd feel a lot better about it if that hero was hanging by both gals.
We got a lot to figure out. I tell you right now, Ed Peters, the political pot down at Corn Center sure is a biling.
Yeah. What are they biling in it?
Why, Dad Rabbit, I don't know what they're biling in it. Don't guess there's nothing in it.
Then what's the sense in biling it?
I tell you, it's politics. It's politics.
There ain't no sense to it.
Shucks, Deb, you know as well as I do, it's politics. It don't have to make sense.
Yes, maybe you're right. But in the meantime...
In the meantime, what?
In the meantime, the hero in that there book is still dangling over the chasm and hanging by only one gallows.
Consign it, Deb, can't you forget that book hero a minute?
How in tarnation would you like it if a couple of old... Galoots sat down to talk politics and left you hanging by your gallows.
Consign it, if he's wearing good first-quality galluses and they're fairly new, I guess he's safe enough.
You reckon he is?
Why, of course he is.
All right, then, go ahead with what you got to say.
All right. Where's Hector Smith?
Oh, he's out in the yard looking after his bees.
Our bees?
His bees. Dad Bennett, I traded him to him fair and square.
Well, his bees, then. But does the constable let you go out and come and go without as much as a how do you do?
Yeah, you see, we're trustees.
You don't say so.
Yeah. And not only that, we're both deputy constables. In and for the town of Squidville.
Well, what incarnation are you deputies for?
The constable appointed us. I'm sworn to watch Hector, and Hector's sworn to watch me. That way we can't neither of us get away.
Gee, that constable ain't such a darn fool after all, is he?
No. Say, Zeb, but loan me some money, will you?
Well, what do you want money for?
Dagnabbit, a body'd think he was one of these here bankers, the way you ask questions.
But how in Sam Hill can you spend money in jail?
Don't want to spend it. I want to pay a debt.
What? You don't mean to tell me you went in debt since you come up here?
Well, sort of.
But to who?
To Hector.
Well, what do you owe Hector for?
I sat on one of his bees. I got to pay him a dime for it.
What? Now, let me get this straight. You sat on a bee, so you pay Hector a dime?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, did the bee sting you?
Dagnabbit, of course it stung me.
Well, didn't it hurt you?
Dad darn tootin' it hurt me.
Well, then why in tarnation do you have to pay?
Well, I may have been hurt quite a bit, but the dad darn bee was ruined.
Yeah, it appears to me like that's a sight of money for a single bee.
Yeah, but this one was a married bee with a family. You see, they cost more. In fact, Hector wanted 15 cents for it, but I out-slickered him.
How do you mean?
I asked him how much by the dozen. He said $1.20. So I bought the dozen.
Bought a dozen bees? Well, what in perdition good is a dozen bees?
Save money.
Save money? How are you going to save money?
Only cost me a dime apiece when I sat down the rest of them.
Oh, now listen. Just never mind the bees. What are you doing in jail here anyhow?
I'm here for a cause.
Yes, because you wanted to loaf and eat fried chicken, that's why.
Ain't neither. I wanted to get this bee business straightened out and to get Hector to quit his foolishness. Before he had us all in the toils of the law, as you might say.
Yeah, you played hob in doing it. Now Hector owns the bees, and Mrs. Zell, that started all the trouble, gets off scot-free.
I've had my reasons for trading the bees to Hector.
What reasons?
If Hector owns the bees, we ain't to blame if they wasn't treated right, are we?
Yes, we ain't.
Then Hector can't blame nobody but himself if he was slapped in the calaboose, can he?
Well, that does let us out, don't it?
Of course it does. Like I ain't a whistle.
Hey, but wait a minute. Mrs. Zell would have bought them off of us.
What does Mrs. Zell want of them?
Why, Consignor, don't you recollect? If it was Mrs. Zell that let them loose in the first place after she accused Hector of being cruel and keeping them wrapped up in sheets at the racetrack?
Yes, she was more than about half right. Hector didn't have no business treating his bees that way.
But Hector didn't know nothing about it.
Can't help it. They're his bees, and if he wasn't looking out for his property, I guess it was just his own fault.
Yes, but on the other hand, Mrs. L's lawyer says Hector can sue her for damages because she destroyed his property.
Oh, shit. Never thought of that.
Well, Mrs. L wants us to buy him back for her. Regular store profit of 50%.
Shit. Guess we don't have no trouble dicking. We won't have no trouble dicking him out of him. He ain't been able to make friends with him, none to speak of.
Yeah, we might even make a tidy profit on the side if we play our cards just right.
I guess I know how to handle Hector. Don't worry about him.
Say, ain't that your nightshirt you're wearing stuffed in your pants?
Certainly it is.
Well, what in Sam Hill come of that new shirt I sent you the other day?
Oh, why, I traded out to Hector.
Well, what in tarnation did you get for it?
Shucks, I done all right.
Well, what did you get?
Got a high-class collection of foreign postage stamps. Come all the way from Kilby.
Hmm. What are you going to do with the dad boom stamp collection?
Put them on letter.
What?
I've been writing letters to Kilby every day this week.
Say, but you darn fool, you don't know anybody in Kilby.
I know it, but I had to use the stamp some way, didn't I?
Well, now listen here. What I got to say is serious. They're talking about you running for mayor.
No, sir, no, sir. I ain't going to run for no mayor. Let them catch their own horses. I got a bum knee in this.
Oh, room. I ain't talking about no horse. They're going to make you mayor. Mayor Schultzenheimer.
How can I be Mayor Schultzenheimer?
Oh, I didn't say you was going to be Mayor Schultzenheimer.
I ain't going to be no horse, neither.
I didn't say anything.
Well,
about...
what did you say?
If you'd keep your darn trap shut, I'd tell you. Now, listen. There's a lot of folks that want a new mayor, and they want to put you up.
Up on a horse?
Yes. No, no. Take consign, forget the horse, will you?
I can't forget him. I never even knew him.
I'm talking about the office of mayor. The office. Now, they want to put him out.
They ought. An office ain't no place for a horse.
Oh, Dad Dingit, you're getting all mixed up again. All mixed up. Now, listen here. Professor Thistlewaite and some of the forward-looking citizens is real head up about you getting slapped in jail, see?
I always thought Professor Thistlewaite was a friend of mine.
Keep still, will you, till I get through. They think you're staying in jail just like this fella Gandy.
If they tried swapping with Hector, they'd look like Gandy, too.
They think you're a hero, so they want to elect you mayor of Corn Center.
Oh, well, shucks. That's different.
Of course it is.
But I ain't going to forget that time I was defeated for dog catcher.
Just so, and that's why I want you to disgracefully decline the office.
You mean tell them to go soak their heads?
Well, yes, except be a little more tactful.
Sure. If I got to be tactful, I could just tell them to go wash behind their ears.
Well, we can figure out the details later, but the main thing to tell them is no.
Yeah, but why?
Because Mayor Schultzenheimer's a good customer of ours, that's why. And we ain't going to get him sore by doing it.
Winterbottom, this is indeed a pleasure. I trust you are in your usual robust health.
Finest frog's hair, Hector. Guess you're doing pretty well for yourself, too, ain't you?
To tell the truth, Mr. Winterbottom, at the moment, I feel very, very badly. I have just had a very severe shock.
Shucks, now that's too bad. What happened?
Well, you see, the trouble was, I was looking over the constable's flock of frying chickens.
I'm trying to stick to the subject. What was it shocked you?
Yeah, Chuck, forgive me if I seem to digress. I was looking over the fryers, and I said, and would you believe it?
Believe what? What are you talking about?
That where a few weeks ago, there was a fine flock of fryers. Today, just think of that, today, there are but two.
Well, shucks, Hector, that was to be expected.
Yes, I suppose so. Life is like that. But the significance is startling, I want to say.
I don't get your meaning. What do you mean, significance is startling?
It means, Mr. Winterbottom, it means that Mr. Peters and myself will have to leave this idyllic existence for the hustle and the bustle of Corn Center not later than the day after tomorrow.